These last several years have been very busy for home builders in Southeast Michigan. And while new home construction may be down a bit, home renovation certainly is on the upswing. Joining us right now, the CEO of the Home Builders Association of Southeastern Michigan, Mike Stoskoff. Mike, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having us on.
This has been a busy time for home builders, hasn't it?
It certainly has. Obviously, during the Great Recession, things got really slow, but every year since then, it's been improving, even in St. Clair County.
And let's talk a little bit about St. Clair County. We've seen not a lot of new home construction. There's been some, but it seems like everybody is doing home remodeling around here.
Well, you know, and it's something that I always say, and home remodeling tends to be far outpaced new home construction. Even in the boom times, you know, if you think back to the early 2000s, new home sales and stuff, but existing home sales typically outpace new home sales 12 to 1. So, you know, people right before they sell or right after they buy, looking to make that house their home. And I encourage folks, you know, you keep putting off a home improvement, and then you find out you're ready to sell, and then you're like, why didn't we do this, you know, 10 years ago so we could have enjoyed the improvement? So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, remodeling's a big thing.
It is indeed, and I guess one of the challenges, and you're probably experiencing this, is finding enough enough people to do the work. I mean, it used to be that there weren't enough jobs for people in Southeast Michigan. Now it's sort of the opposite.
Yes, and you know, there's... It's great if folks can go to college and stuff like that, but there's also a segment of society that college might not be the right choice. And, you know, during the downturn, we lost a lot of our trade subcontractor base. They moved to locations because it's more easily to move, Houston, North Carolina, things of that nature. Now they don't, you know, they enjoy those weather climbs. They don't enjoy glaciers moving in. And we've got a trade subcontractor deficit here in the state, and that is making it tough. So it's making it longer to get a job done if you can even get guys out to bid on the job.
Yeah, it can be lucrative. I mean, you can make money doing that. And I always say, you know, what's the point of going to college to get an education so you can make a living? I mean, a skilled trade is something you can certainly support yourself on very, very well.
Well, you can start earning money sooner.
Yeah.
You can earn a lot of money, and you're not servicing that student debt load that a lot of folks get into trouble with going to college. So, you know, whether you're going to a trade school, the high schools now have some real good construction trade programs, including out in St. Clair. And so it is a great career opportunity alternative, and students need to know that. Parents need to know that as well, because students can get geeked up about what they see at the tech center, you know, as a sophomore or whatever. And parents say, well, you got to go to college. Well, guess what? It's not communist China. You don't have to.
Right.
And you can make a lot of money doing this.
And plus, you can, I mean, I know a lot of people that have, you know, started in the skilled trades, take some part-time college classes along the way, get a business degree, and then, you know, start their own construction business.
Exactly. This industry, construction industry, residential construction in particular, commercial a little bit, but residential more so, is a very entrepreneurial industry. So a superintendent, a laborer becomes a superintendent, becomes their own business owner at some point in their career, and that's where the real money comes in.
I know that you're looking to add more members to your ranks, including here in St. Clair County. We're going to talk about that. But, Mike, tell us a little bit about the Home Builders Association of Southeast Michigan, what your organization is all about.
Sure. I appreciate that. We are a trade association, a nonprofit trade association. We have, as our members, builders, remodelers, trade subcontractors, and everybody that wants to do business with them, from bankers to title companies, lawyers, even printing companies and IT companies, for that matter. You know, what we do is three things. Well, we do a whole myriad of things, but the top three things we do is information sharing to our members so that they understand the trends that are going on in the marketplace, and how we can help together, work together, you know, talk about crowdfunding, crowdsourcing. This is, trade associations are the original crowdsourcing.
Hmm.
So working together with membership, to make sure that we got good codes, good regulations, good tax policy, everything that we need to have good businesses, to be able to operate good businesses and ultimately provide people with great houses.
There you go. You're looking for more members here in St. Clair County, aren't you?
We are. Our geographic area, we're associated with the Home Builders Association of Michigan and the National Association of Home Builders. So across the country, there's 700 local associations like ours. I service, or the HBA of Southeastern Michigan services Macomb, Oakland, Wayne, and St. Clair counties. But in St. Clair County, right now, we only have two members, and we have over 1,300 members in those other three counties. We have two members in St. Clair. So my board of directors has approved a special program. Membership, we offer three levels of membership, $299 a year, $449, or $699 a year. But St. Clair County, we know, is economically different than the other three counties I mentioned. So they've approved a one-year pilot program where builders, remodelers, trade subcontractors, anybody in the residential construction and remodeling industry in St. Clair can join for $99 a year. That's the cheapest price anywhere in the country. And so we've partnered with, you know, I mentioned we got two members up there, Mortimer Lumber. If any folks listening to my voice right now say, hey, this sounds like a great deal, I want to learn more, or I want to join the association, go and see the guys, Jim Grew and his folks over at Mortimer Lumber.
Yeah, we know him well. Chip's in here once a week, so yeah, that's we know Mortimer very well.
Yeah, and then Leduc Construction down in St. Clair is also, in fact, he's got another company called Aero Barrier. It's a subcontractor insulation company. He was the first one to officially join at $99, in addition to his construction company. So it's a great opportunity. August 7th. From 11 to 1 p.m., there's going to be an open house out at Mortimer Lumber that they're hosting, and they invited us to come up there as well. So we'll be in town in about a month, and looking forward to that as well.
All right, fantastic. Mike, do you have a website where people can get more information about the Home Builders of Southeast Michigan?
Yep, real simple. It's builders.org.
Easy as that. Mike Stoskoff, thanks for your time this morning. Nice talking to you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
All right,
have a great day.
You too. Bye now.